Pope Francis on Monday gave his first annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. In his speech, the Holy Father expressed concern over the conflict in Syria, saying it is unacceptable that unarmed civilians are being targeted. Pope Francis also praised those countries which have welcomed refugees from the crisis across their borders. Mikhail Minassian, the Armenian ambassador to the Holy See, said thousands of ethnic Armenians have fled Syria into his country.
The message of the Pope was very clear and touched upon all the main international problems of the past year and summarized his approach for 2014 with a very precise hope and wish, the pursuit of peace. His words about the situation in the Middle East and in Syria particularly are of great importance. The concerns of the Pope regarding the conditions of Christians in Syria and the Middle Eastern region are totally shared by me and the government that I represent. We follow with great attention the developments in the region, also because of the numerous Armenian community in Syria engaged by the war. In recent months, tens of thousands of those Armenians fled to the Republic of Armenia to escape horrors and violence, and we understand probably better than any other the drama of this situation that the Pope, who has vigorously denounced since his election. The Armenian government highly praised the efforts of the Holy Father directed to the enhancement of peace in Syria and truly hopes that the Geneva II conference, mentioned also by the Pope in his speech, could be a turning point. We believe that conflicts are better settled through dialogue. We share on this matter the same position of the Holy See, that only negotiated agreement can lead to a durable peace. Generally speaking, I have to say that I was immensely touched by each word of the Pope's speech. His capacity to bring the problems of those who need protection and affection into our everyday life is unique. The way he outlines the responsibilities of each of us is central to a strategy of prevention. As a nation that experienced a genocide, we understand very well the condition of someone who fights for his survival. I truly hope that the words of the pontific will find their influence in the turbulent process taking place right now in the world and will lead to a radical change. I am the first resident ambassador, as you say, of the Republic of Armenia to the Holy See. The decision of the Armenian president to open a permanent diplomatic mission in Rome, accredited to the Holy See, outlines the importance that we attach to the mutually shared values and concerns that, and it's a direct recognition of the diplomatic role of the Holy See in the world.
You are a new arrival here. What have you done after? What kind of events have you been involved with since your arrival?
In September 2013, we organized the official ceremony of the opening of our embassy, and we also organized a huge, for us, a very big and important event about the founder of our church, who is also sent for Roman Catholic Church, San Gregorio Armeno, and we present his life and his history with a photo exhibition, and we organized the photos in four countries: Armenia, when he passed his life, Iran, historical Persia, when he was born, actual Turkey, when he died, and Italy, when his rest are in Naples. So it was very important for us, and we present ourselves with this first event in September, and we are pretty new embassy. We are in here for approximately 6 months, so I think that it was good start, good beginning.
As a final question, you arrived shortly after the election of Pope Francis.
Yes.
How has that affected your work, this Francis era?
You know, it's very interesting to call this period Francis era, because in reality this is Francis' era. I think that, and this is my personal opinion, that the world need such a leader. We have internationally whole nations, whole countries. We need a general leader. And I have an impression that Francis' era began when everybody need such era. And everybody and Pope relaunched not the church, because I heard a lot that Pope relaunched the church. No, Pope relaunched the leadership, international leadership, the person who speak about problems without problems, and he touch our hearts and he touch our minds, and I think I am sure that the Francis era. That we are living now, and we are very lucky, will continue for very long time, and this is very good beginning for this century, because Pope is he's speaking about very simple, but very very important things, and this is as important it is, but also it is very beautiful.